Joining us now on the Lely Radio Sports page, we have Scott Halverson. He is a longtime referee, and he's been in the NFL for 23 years now. He's from Des Moines. And, yeah, he played football for the Iowa Hawkeyes, too, right?
That's correct, yes.
What years were those?
81 through 85.
Okay. What got you interested in football to begin with?
Well, I just loved it as a kid. Yeah. You know, I grew up playing, you know, and loved the sport from the very beginning, and it just progressed and became a full-time job for me.
At Iowa, what was the most memorable game for you?
Well, there's a couple. You know, of course, the Rose Bowls were fabulous. Yeah. Winning the Big Ten Championships were great as well, and Michigan may be the number one game in 1985 where we're 1-2, and I caught a touchdown in the back of the end zone that they did not count.
Yes, I remember that.
If we had a replay now, that would be...
If you were rapping, you would have caught it, right?
That's right, or I would have called it correct.
So, and then you started ref at the very, very lowest level, right, referee?
Yeah, like working the Dallin Catholic League in Des Moines and just working my way up the ladder through, you know, small high school games to 4A games to small college, Iowa Conference. Worked 13 years in arena football. Did 3 years of NFL Europe. 8 years in the Big Ten before I got in the NFL.
Now, do they select you or do you apply for the NFL?
Both. You apply and they have scouts that go around and look around and see. And back then our tryout was the NFL Europe. So you would go over for 10 days, work 2 games. You may work in Berlin one game and Amsterdam the next week, and you take a train from one city to the next and spend about 10 days, and you do 2 trips a summer, and that was kind of your tryout.
Okay. And you remember your first game in the NFL? Were you really nervous?
Very nervous in the NFL, yeah. It was Kansas City.
Arrowhead?
In Arrowhead, so it's kind of a big game anyway. So they weren't as good as they were now, but still it was Kansas City, and it was close, And it was very nervous.
Now, you're a back judge, right?
Back judge. Deep middle behind.
So what do you do then?
Primary responsibility for punt plays, pass interferences downfield, and I'm under the goalpost for field goals and extra points.
And you've been that throughout your NFL career?
I have for my 23 years, yeah.
Okay. And so tell me, how much trash talking does go out on the field?
Well, some teams are worse than others, but there's quite a few of it going on. But I've been around long enough where people start to recognize me now, I feel like there's not as much trash talk now as there has been in the past. Yeah.
Now, how do you get assigned games? I mean, is it just by chance, or do you work a particular area of the country? Or what?
We're all over the place. The NFL office has assigners that do that, and we get our schedule a month in advance. We usually don't go to the same stadium twice in a season, and if we have the same teams, it's got to be 6 weeks apart.
Okay. And do you work with the same crew each time?
Same crew all year long. We have 7 of us on the field and a replay person, so 8 total, and we work together all year, and we're all over the place.
Have you done really cold games?
I've had some terribly cold games, mostly in Green Bay.
Yeah, I imagine so.
This past year we had Green Bay late at Chicago. I think it was week 16, and it wasn't terribly cold, but the wind was up, and it was very cold on the field.
Yeah, and you've been a couple, 3 Super Bowls, right?
Yes, sir. Been lucky to do Super Bowl 42 with New England, and the Giants upset New England. Undefeated season.
Was that helmet catch, right?
Helmet catch in the middle of the field late in the game. That was
Manning escaped a couple sack opportunities and let it fly.
The ball was caught like an inch before the ground.
Yeah.
So it was pretty exciting there. And Super Bowl 45 was Pittsburgh and the Green Bay in Dallas, which was also very exciting and fun. And most recent was Cincinnati and the Rams in SoFi Stadium just 3 years ago.
Talking to Scott Halverson, NFL referee. Now, when you travel, do you travel on planes with everybody else, or do the NFL have jets that they fly around?
Well, I wish they had jets that fly us around, but no, we fly around
commercial flights.
Commercial flights, and we're typically in the stadium area on noon on Saturdays and usually get home on Mondays.
And has the use of replay really changed your guys?
It's really changed the game a lot. I'm a big believer in call what you see and not let replay get involved if you can.
Yeah.
And then let replay fix what's the obvious misses.
Okay. How much longer are you going to do this?
23 years. I think I got 5 years left in me, the goal.
Do you undergo training each year or not really?
Yeah, it's always constant training. You know, we work almost year-round. We get 3 months off between Super Bowl and May 15th. But other than that, we're constantly doing video from the office. We're constantly doing tests, rules tests, and educational stuff all the time. So it's never ending.
Have you ever been hurt out there? You ever gotten hit by
luckily I have not been hit, but wow. I've been bumped a couple times, but never really knocked down or injured. Yeah. So I've been in the middle of the field. I have a little more flexibility of getting out of the way
versus
the guys on the sideline are kind of trapped in with the players behind them on the bench as well as players coming at them.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, some of those hits out there, they're pretty vicious.
TV really doesn't do justice to how hard they hit. And, you know, they're small car wrecks every game. It's crazy.
Yeah, definitely. And it's so fast-paced nowadays, too.
For sure.
Well. All right. Anything else you think anybody needs to know about being an NFL ref that you'd like to shed some light on?
No, that's about it. But, you know, we're always looking for new officials. And if there's any young people out there listening, we'd love to have, you know, get people started and start with the ground up and work your way up the ladder. And if you love football, you'll love officiating.
And obviously, well, you're pretty good at your job.
Thank you.
For so long.
I've been doing it for a long time, and I've been fortunate.
Well, thanks for coming here and talking to the folks here in Newton, sharing some of your experiences. We appreciate that.
You bet. My pleasure.
You know, we've been talking to Scott Howerson, an NFL referee for 23 years, joining us on the Lely Radio Sports page.